your burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Ba-ba-dum.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
What an asset you are on our show.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on a Monday. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Get that cargo net. Move it.
Kashupi.
Kashupi. Yakshamash.
Dobre.
We're not on
Outstanding. All right, here we go.
Los Angeles.
I have crashed.
Put your engine and cool your wings and let me make it a telephone.
Los Angeles. There you go. There you go, NASCAR man.
That's it.
They say the promised land is over.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is, I probably regret we should have had some kind of race music today. Just something, or Atlanta, Gone with the Wind. I don't know. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:11 on this Monday, July 13th. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Atlanta, PAGA.
Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian.
Hello, fellas.
And I think we have a Roger. I think I hear
Brad Scratch.
Somebody's got the video on. I don't know who it is. And we got Steve Quarles, our NASCAR contributor / correspondent. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, guys.
Hey, what do you say, Steve?
Christian, we missed you last Friday. Welcome back.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, we sound like it. Yeah, that sounded like it. That
Are
was,
you sure?
Wow. Wow. We got even Todd sounded more excited last week than
Wow. I wonder if Todd's going, F you, David Basil.
We, for those that haven't been following us on social media, we just got two NASCAR races under our belts now.
How about that?
Saturday night we had the, what would you
Focus Health 250.
Yeah, and that is sort of like the AAA league. And it was the craziest race, Christian. You should have seen it. It had 13 cautions, four whatevers, 9,000 wrecks. I mean, it took almost 4 hours to finish. You usually don't see that kind of race.
No.
And then, but it was exciting. Our guy from Panama City was sixth with 22 laps to go, but he wrecked. That's Jake Finch. And then last night was the big boys, and they went 100 laps without having one problem until Mother Nature decided to intervene. And we got out of there, Christian. We knew the rain was coming. And they postponed that race till what time? 11:45?
11:45.
And did not finish till 1:45 last night. So it was late. The winner of Saturday night's race was?
Justin Allgaier.
Yeah. We actually met him, Christian, and got a picture with him. He was very nice before the race started. And then last night it was pole to pole, right? It was
pole to pole. Ryan Blaine. Yes,
all that stuff you wrote down.
We got the winner.
That's right.
Today we'll have Chris Kane on as always on Money. Bill Vickery with Graffiti. Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour. Do you want to thank Oakland for sponsoring our summer of adventure? It was a lot of fun. The other things happened. A lot of things. Also, Roger, I don't know if you guys saw it. The Razorbacks had 12 draftees in the Major League Baseball draft. Christian, that is the most for the Razorbacks.
Ever.
And ever. And I think we were the first baseball program in college baseball history to have two first-round draft choices that were pitchers in two consecutive drafts. So just shows you. Do you hear that static by chance, Christian?
I hear it. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see if we can keep things away from the from our tie line. And so
12 was the most ever for Arkansas. It was the second most in this draft by any school. Georgia had the most with 13.
That's right. And our guy, Camden Kozio, I think, went in the third round. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe.
Third. And where did he go to?
To the Marlins, I believe.
Okay. I don't know a lot about the Marlins or how good they are. I did see
that. Not very good.
Well, he's going to be in Florida. Oh my gosh, he will love the fishing down there. And Roger, did you see? I was thinking for some reason it was Seattle, but I saw. Did you see how much Seattle sold for?
No.
Your volume just went low all of a sudden.
I don't know. Or am I there?
Yeah, it's he bought it for $150 million. Did you see how much they sold for, Christian?
Yeah, it was like nine. Wasn't it?
$9.6 billion.
They
went from although I think Jerry Jones has got a bigger record. I think when he bought the Cowboys, it was around the same thing, 150. And I think they're valued at maybe 10 or 12 billion. So
the new thing is you win a championship and you sell your team. It's like you sell high.
Yeah, if you want to do that. Also today, it is a couple things. We have National Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. You ever sang in a barbershop quartet, Roger or Christian?
I have not.
No. Can you give me one on what would be a song?
You like are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make
is that,
me
is that barbershop?
Happy.
It can be.
The the other thing is National Beans and Frank's Day.
Yeah.
Got that.
Frank's and beans.
Y'all best friends.
Yeah, maybe it's National Rock Day. Am I the only person in our group that collected rocks? I did collect rocks as a kid.
Did you have
collected arrowheads?
I did arrowheads and rocks, but the only kind of rocks I usually would get would polished rocks. You ever heard of them? You
well,
go to a stream.
Was like a cool rock out there. Yeah, I'd get it.
Yes. Listen, I had multiple polished rocks.
I'm sure you did.
Well, in our area, you know, we all had crystals.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You had crystals.
And then the polished. I think you could get a polished rock.
It is also National Paul Day. We'll go to Christian first. Christian, give me the first Paul that comes to mind.
First Paul, Paul McCartney. That's the first one.
Oh, my gosh, Roger. Big. We went. Obviously, the first Paul for us, we went local with Paul Lills. But McCartney, and I went with, you went with Apostle Paul,
Paul
right?
Paul Harvey.
No, oh, you went Paul Harvey. That's right, Steve.
How long has Paul Lills been gone?
Early 2000s, right? 2004 or 5. It was McFadden year, so it was when Mike
so
Nail.
So 20 years.
Yeah.
So Christian doesn't even remember.
Yeah, who did you say, Roger? You said before the show, you said Paul.
He said Apostle Paul.
Apostle
no,
Paul.
No, you did.
You said Paul Harvey.
Yeah,
you did too.
He also
said Apostle. Who did you say? Paulie Nuts is what you said.
I went Paulie Walnuts.
Oh, Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts. But now, yeah. But everybody, there's every gangster movie has a Paulie.
Yeah, that's
right. Also, over
and,
the weekend,
Rocky's brother,
Petey.
Who? Rocky's brother-in-law.
If you've got a Paul, let us know. The other thing is Harrison Ford's birthday today. What is your favorite Harrison Ford movie? There are tons. I think one of his best ones that's not known is the one, Roger, where he's a bad guy. We don't know he's a bad guy till later on at the end of the movie.
What movie is that?
It was Michelle Pfeiffer, and I just went blank on it. Let me see if I see it here.
See, I don't remember it.
Oh, it's one. It's really one of the. I was shocked. The ending is a shocker.
Okay.
And then, of course, he's done.
Wait. Is he a husband?
Yes.
Oh, is there water involved?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Michelle, I think it's Michelle Pfeiffer, isn't it?
Okay.
Is Clear and Present Days, your Patriot Games. Yeah. Witness was great.
I guess.
Well, I thought Witness was outstanding.
I don't know. I haven't
Air
seen
Force
it.
One, Get Off My Plane.
Yeah.
Christian, do you have any? Would you be willing to say you like any Indiana Jones, but Harrison Ford movie?
Yeah, I mean, I like
which one?
The Indiana Jones. Oh, if I have to pick a favorite,
yes,
where he is the star, I'll probably go Blade Runner.
Okay, Blade Runner. What Lies Beneath is the one, Roger.
Okay.
Not many. He was great in 42.
You know, with as well.
Hadn't seen that one. Devil's Own. He and Brad Pitt.
But yes. The conversation is one of
Gene
what's
Hackman.
His name? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one. Anyway, so here's the.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, we're gonna get a baseball player. We're gonna play it, guys. And I want to make sure that we, Jackie, you've got to keep your mouth shut.
You're doing Branch Rickey as Yellowstone guy.
Rick, we need you to play first base.
What's his last name in Yellowstone?
Dutton.
Dutton. The Dutton. What's his
name? Yeah, Yellowstone
Paul
23.
Dutton. Is it Paul Dutton?
I think it's Paul Dutton. What is his name?
The other thing that happened over the weekend of note to Morning Mayhem.
Yes.
Is Justin Moore went out on stage Friday night and shared with everybody what he's been dealing with.
Justin!
There he is. And we'll play the clip exactly what he said, but he just came out and said, man, drinking became a problem. And he said, I know I needed to, you know, get it fixed. So he went away. He's been sober for 31 days at the time. And he said he's going to try to use his career now and what he's been through as a way to maybe help some others that are going through it. Roger, you've been there, done that. You know, we went through it with Tommy. And so this is not unknown territory. And as you know, Roger, we talked about this. Yeah. That lifestyle is a tough lifestyle. Where you get on that bus and you go and you go to these environments where you're being pulled left and right. You need some juice to get on stage and deal with everybody. And it happens to a lot of performers. You know, it happens to anybody. But you know, being on that weekend where you've got that pressure of having to perform. And sometimes it gets out of hand.
Or whatever you need to help.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
I don't know if you need uppers or downers.
Yeah.
Elvis did that. I mean, everybody does that.
Yeah.
But again, it could be any job. It didn't discriminate.
But a lot of people had asked us, and we didn't feel it was our position, and I don't think he wanted us to. You know, we wanted to let him come out and say what he's been through. And I'm sure he'll say more, you know.
I want to make sure everybody knows this, only because I think it's so true. We didn't keep anything from you. We didn't hide anything from you. I only say it because you go, well, if you guys knew, why didn't you say it when we ask you? Because here's the deal. Like you just said, it's none of our business. But whenever a celebrity goes away for health reasons, it's because there's some trouble. It's not because he had knee surgery. And that's what it is. And so he didn't keep anything from you. It's just, it wasn't my place to tell you about that issue. If you couldn't read between the lines, I'm sorry, and it was his to tell you.
And that occurs to him. That's right.
Absolutely.
And of course, you could imagine he's got
him and his family.
It's interesting. You know, Tommy went through this, and we did it with him.
Yeah.
And what's different a little bit between Tommy and Justin is that Justin's got four young kids.
Yeah.
He's younger than what Tommy was, and so and it's good. Listen, you know, to admit you can't do it by yourself. You know, Roger. You know, we saw him. We saw him struggling with it, and he may have even heard it on the air struggling with it. So. Mm-hmm. So we're glad. We're happy for him, happy for Kate and the kids. And
you bet.
It's still, Roger, it's the beginning of the journey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the beginning of the journey. Yeah. And so anyway, so we'll get I think he's going to be back tomorrow.
And it's hard as a guy to admit.
You bet.
Pride.
That's right.
It's hard for dudes. Right.
Yeah. Well, pride and embarrassment.
Yeah.
It depends. It's all part of
and
it.
And it's hard for guys to ask for help.
Well, listen, I mean, Kate's involved in this as well.
Because, that's right.
I mean,
that's
she had to go through her. Yeah. You know, the kids may be too young to understand, but they also, it's one of those things where it's all you knew.
Yeah.
It's all they knew. So, but, then, so then, it's
and,
normal.
And then he's going to face the same temptations, you know, 6 months from now when he's tired and people, hey, you got to go meet and greet for 100 more people.
Right.
And so,
but we're efforting right now to see if the AAA and all the high school referees will be giving him an award, you know, and saying, good, you know, we know now. But we wish him obviously the very best, and he's got a tremendous platform.
Well, you're right, Roger, and he knows it. And there've been a lot of country singers. Well, you know what, Joe Nichols is a recovering alcoholic, and so
listen,
I think that's what you always say, Roger. I think Jessica told me that. Do you say you're always, you know, always?
Well, you're not a former Razorback. You're always a Razorback.
That's right.
You're always in
always
recovery.
Always.
Right. I mean, unless you now we know some folks that have done it, and you got to get your mind right. And any one thing can make you go back to doing it. So it is one day at a time. I've got 19 and a half years in. There are people that have 39 and a half years in, and they'll tell you that. You're always got to be mindful of it. Now, it's not to say, and we'll let Justin again speak for himself. We know that some people, are you clean and sober? Are you clean? Did you need to be sober? Do you need to do those things? He can still, I'm not saying he will. You can still drink and in moderation, or do you have to have the near beer and all those type of things? Because we knew Tommy did that because he needed the taste, so he tried the near beer, whatever that's called. Can you do some of those things?
Yeah, listen.
I go to bars. I mean, he's still going to be around it. You know, I mean, he's still going to be around it.
He's got to sing about it. He mentioned it when we'll play.
It's going to be different. He'll start singing drinking songs.
Yeah, we mentioned it. He goes. He told the audience, "We're still going to play drinking songs.
Still going to party."
party.
But you know, I mean, country. Every country song. I mean, look at Hank Jr. I mean, Hank Sr. Jr.
Yeah.
Look at all the other folks that sang about drinking, and you're drinking a beer, and you're doing all this and that. But you don't have to. I don't know about George Strait drinking songs. I don't know. We talked about that. I can't recall him drinking songs. I can't recall.
Does George Jones? We asked this the other day.
Does George Jones have a drinking song? I don't know. Now we know. You know, two pina coladas by Garth Brooks.
George Strait.
George Strait. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What? You know, one thing about Justin though, he does have a great support staff around him. He's got a great family. Parents. He's got a lot of great buddies. He's got a lot of people in his corner, and you have to utilize those people.
Well, listen, I hit him up. I don't know how long ago. Say, hey, man, you got anything you need to talk about or this and that? He goes, oh, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but we knew. We knew something was going on with him anyway because it's part of the show. But he wasn't in recovery. Wasn't going to do it. You got to do it on your own. If you're forced to do it, in my opinion, it's almost one of those things where there's a bigger chance that you might relapse only because you're forced to do it. And unless you're forced to do it, and then you take it and you got it in your head, I want to do this. Because you have to want to do it or you're going to cheat and do it again. So, but anyway, I mean, he's a strong dude. The dude is at 14 number one songs in his industry. He is a pretty big deal. He left Poland, Arkansas, went to Nashville in a furniture store to go out and create what we know now as a country music star, Justin Moore. So he has it in him. He's not a quitter. He's not a pud. He can he works hard. He knows what to do. And if he can do that, he's got this.
You know, somebody said, you mentioned it earlier, Roger, in a jest sort of way, but it actually sort of funny. Somebody said, hey, guys, the AAA officials annual clinic is in Hot Springs this Saturday.
There you go. Okay.
I expect him to send him an application. He may be the next.
Absolutely. Well, there's going to be a lot of people who, just like when I saw something about my preacher over at Geyer Springs. And people want to tear down a preacher because it makes him feel better.
But he was having a drinking issue?
No, he wasn't having a drinking issue. He got a divorce, something as mundane and natural as that. But, I mean, they put it on him because he's a man of God, so they want to go after him. You find a sports star, they want to go after him. You find a country music star, and it's just their way of saying, see, I'm not as bad as these people are. Right. So I want to tear them down. So people are going to try to tear him down, and now people are going to go, well, now we know why he yelled at referees. Yeah. Now we know why he did this. Now we know why he did. Well, the other part of it is, will he start being okay with ASU people, Conway people, you know? Or will that just be, no, I still don't like anybody but the Razorbacks. It had nothing to do with me drinking.
Well, you gotta find a new hobby. I mean, Roger, you're a prime example. You've taken something that you love, and that's your knowledge of trivia.
Yeah.
And your new hobby is trivia.
Yeah.
And trivia keeps you so busy.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that previous life.
And
now you have.
And searching for Topo Chico.
Needs cocaine when you got trivia.
That's right.
Who needs it? Who needs it? Say hello to my little trivia. That's
it. All right, let's take a break, and I know we'll have a lot of messages there to Justin, and we'll make sure and pass those on to him.
Yeah, we're proud of him, man.
Paul Simmons
at Harding. Someone said, Roger, I can't believe we forgot this one. The great actor, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman.
We'll let our Christian. Yeah, listen. You know, we got to remember Christian, even though he's a youngster.
Right.
Now, are you 30 now or 29?
30. I'm 30 officially.
That's right. That was a big 30 that you just
said. I'm 30. I'm a man.
Even though Steve, he's 30. He's he's from a movie standpoint, he's just the opposite. He's like 60. You're like you're 30.
I'm like 8.
around NASCAR, you were 8 years old.
Oh my God,
you were Christian, an 8 year old savant.
He never. I mean, it was like throwing into a. It was like Tarzan going into water. He's swimming around like on his back. He's just doing all the things. He knows every person.
But we know movies. We know that actor that he could pick out. They all look the same to me. But you were able to pick them all out. So before we go to a break, then for Justin Moore, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor, Justin.
All right, we'll be back. That's Justin Moore taking us a break with that time's ticking there. 7:30.
I pulled back on the road, seeing things a little different. Yeah, the soul.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup semifinals are set, and they'll get started tomorrow. France and Spain will play then. This is the furthest Spain has made it since 2010 when they won the World Cup. France has been in the last two World Cup finals, winning in 2018 and falling to Argentina in 2022. Argentina has a chance to go back to the final as well, as they'll be taking on England on Wednesday. England was last in the semifinals in 2018. And in tennis news, Jannik Sinner repeated as Wimbledon champion by beating Alexander Zverev for his fifth Grand Slam win. While it was an all-Czech women's final as Lena Noskova beat Karolina Muhova. It was the 21-year-old's first Grand Slam win. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Seasonal weather in the forecast today will warm up with a high around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Should be a beautiful Monday afternoon. Most of today will be dry, but about a 10% chance for a pop-up shower in the forecast today. You're going to have a better rain chance in the forecast coming up as we move towards the middle of this week. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Monday, we are starting a week of acre-free zones. So we're going to celebrate with you. We've got Chris Kane in with us for the entire show. Red White Report. We'll recap the Major League Baseball draft, see how that impacts Arkansas baseball, plus NBA Summer League. Lots of Razorbacks playing there. Entertainment Report, birthday trivia, what's on tap. It is me, and it is Moose, and it is Chris, and it is you on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
All right. 7:32. Ooh, that is hot. I'm hot, man. I'm a hot mess. It is, that's right. Good point, Steve. It is 6:30 here in Atlanta, GA. We're actually in Hampton, Georgia, just about halfway between Atlanta. We're in Jonesboro, Georgia, halfway between Hampton, where the racetrack was last night, and the Atlanta airport. Roger Scott is here with me, along with Steve Qualls, our NASCAR correspondent. Back in studio, Christian Weaver. We should have Chris Kane. Is he there?
He is. I got him on cam right there.
Present. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, CK? How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys sound great over there. Sounds like you guys had a fun experience.
Thank you so much. Yes, we're part of the NASCAR community now. It's great to be welcomed. We saw Marty Smith yesterday, talked with him. We talked with some of the NASCAR com guys. Yeah, and there's a guy named Brent Gamble who used to be in PR here in town, is with NASCAR comms, and top-level guy. I talked to him yesterday and met the crew chief for
Danny Hamlin.
Yeah, Danny Hamlin.
Denny.
Right? Denny, that's what I thought it was, Denny Hamlin. Yeah. So anyway, Chris, have you done NASCAR before or no?
I've only done the practice rounds. I worked it in college one time at Daytona, selling like water bottles and beer and stuff like that in one of the carts.
It is loud. It is powerful. When you're up there, you can't appreciate how – you can't look on TV and appreciate how fast they're going. I mean, it is – and then the other thing that's crazy, literally they are touching. They are touching bumpers to the front of the car. I mean, they're touching, going 190 miles an hour. It is that, – that's the thing that – I mean, they basically look like, Steve, that they're almost up – you know, he's running up on the back of a car.
And that's what happened on the restart O'Reilly race. The guy got up under Allgaier got up underneath the 51 and that double overtime, and he wrecked that. The family that was sitting behind us,
yeah, knocked out the 51. Yeah. I tell you, Chris, we saw the race Saturday night. Had it was like every every three laps there was an accident. It took forever. They kept, what are the stuff they kept pouring out on the oil? The
oil clear dry. They went.
Is that kitty? Roger, you called it kitty litter.
It's like kitty litter, but yeah. It's oil dry.
They set a record.
They went through a ton.
Yeah,
a literal ton.
If that was NASCAR every race, I couldn't take it.
No,
I couldn't take it. Even the James Finch, the former owner that we were with, he said, "Man, I've never seen."
It was not a banner night.
Yeah, and then last night, Chris, they go 100 laps without one accident, without one drip of an accident, and other than the rain that was coming in. But it was a great experience. It was cool to see the NASCAR fans healthy. We were in the garage. We saw Dale Earnhardt Jr. Didn't see Michael Jordan. Did not see it's all Junior, but not Michael Jordan. Who else? I guess
we didn't see Coach Gibbs.
Didn't see Coach Gibbs. Yeah,
we had to move. We were having to juggle around some spots there, and we just happened not to be in the right spot at the right time.
That's right. Let's go ahead and hit his open, and just go ahead and take care of that if we can.
You're gonna have to do that
for more than a decade. Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan, and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on the Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
I guess it was hot there in Little Rock, just like it was around here. We did get overcast skies yesterday, which was nice. But scorcher in Little Rock or Central Arkansas this weekend, Chris?
Oh, yeah, it was. We had overcast yesterday in the central area, but still, it was, I mean, we were sitting outside yesterday afternoon letting the kids play in the sprinkler, and it was still felt like, you know, a sauna out there. But, yeah, hey, it's July in Arkansas. It's what we expect.
Tomorrow we fly back tonight, and then tomorrow Roger and I, after the show is over, start driving down to Dallas, and we're going to the Star. First of all, we're going to go to Cliff Harris's house, do the show Wednesday morning, 5-time Super Bowl safety, won 2 of those 5, lost 2 of them, Roger, to who? Our good buddy Terry Bradshaw and the Steelers. And you know, you always wondered who would have had more NFL Hall of Famers first. It would probably been if the Cowboys had won those Super Bowls, they would have had more guys in first. But they got all the Steelers guys got in first. Yeah, and yeah, eventually the Cowboys are in there. But we'll visit with Cliff Harris. And Chris, you usually go with us on this event. We've got 3 trophies coming in there. We're going to try to get Terry Bradshaw on the phone with us with Cliff, since they used to go toe-to-toe. But you've been down there before, Chris. We were talking about the Seattle Seahawks selling for $9.6 billion. You walk into the headquarters of Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys, and it looks like maybe double that. You know, it's the most opulent place anywhere.
But there's no off season there either. I mean, that's the thing about this facility, because they host everything from associations to organizations from all over the country fly in for this, and they go. It's like a conference center on steroids whenever you walk in. And so
they get the bang for their buck.
Oh yeah, no, it is
5 Super Bowl trophies when you walk in.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's
man.
Incredible. It's just... And not only that, I mean, you've got all the Hall of Famers area. You've got these names on the floor when you walk in. One of the cool things is, you know, Cliff is still, you know, revered over there, even though he played, you know, long ago, that he's on the wall in the DB's room. He still holds the record, I think, Baz, right? Most Pro Bowls for a safety.
I think that's correct, Chris.
So, you know, he's
when he wears his gold jacket in there, it's the cool. If you're with Dallas, if you're a coach or player and you look up and there's a gold jacket guy coming in, wow, pretty cool stuff. So,
it's like having a media pass.
Yeah, it was cool having the media essential pass yesterday, Chris.
All access.
Nobody stopped us anywhere.
That gold jacket isn't all access.
Yeah, we had one guy stop us for one little thing yesterday.
On Saturday. But we went back to him when we had all access.
And we went
and
by
said,
him about 100 times.
Yeah, exactly. Who's your Moses now?
And we even went to some spots we probably weren't supposed to go to.
No, that's true.
It is. They want you at NASCAR. I think the attitude for them is they want media there covering it. They need it. They want it. They want NASCAR to get back. And I will say this. I'm more engaged now, Roger, having gone and watched it.
Same.
It is really a cool sport to be there to watch. I mean,
it's more. I'm more engaged going to that one than I am at hockey. And the other. And I say that only because hockey is one of those sports that I can't watch on TV. I didn't get engaged enough in it. NASCAR, you can. And the other thing about NASCAR is it is more fan friendly.
Yeah.
than any of the stick and ball sports.
You've been waiting
to
say that all
the
weekend.
Stick and ball sports. Listen, there's no way 30 minutes before the race, the football game starts. Now, again, you mentioned it. You've got to be more intense. You've got to be more in this. And it's a whole different deal. I don't know where your head's at. But going 200 miles an hour, you need to have – you got to use your head and all of that. But there is no way –
they're letting people walk around.
There is no more fan-friendly.
30 minutes before the race.
Was it you, Qualsy, that told us that the reason – that we still have access like that is because that's the way it's always
been. No, that's what the guy from the comms guy said.
He
said that's the way they've always done it. And he said,
that's
the
way it always is. Yeah. There is no way. There is no way. You could see a guy, and if you got a ton of money, you don't always have to show it. And a lot of people that have tons of money don't show it off. You don't know Frank Fletcher and Greg Hatcher or who they are, or David Hendricks and those guys, or James Finch and all that. They don't show it. They're not flashy and all that kind of stuff. So you could see a guy that, to Qualls' point, you could see a guy wearing a tank top, shorts, walking around there with a tattoo and all that, engaged back there and have a VIP pass like we did. He could be a $300 million guy. He could be a $30,000 a year job guy. And everybody has access back there. And to be able to talk to, and men and women as well.
Yeah, it was a big crowd beforehand. Yeah,
it's so good.
And they do the WWE thing. They actually had wrestling, Chris, out in front, on Christian, out in front of the track. And they had wrestlers going wrestling, WWE style.
What did the wrestler tell you, Dave?
There was a steroid, good-looking wrestler came up, and I said,
did you win?
I said, did you win? And he said,
you don't look like this and lose.
You don't look like this and lose. I said, that's a great line.
It sure is.
That's a great line.
It's a fantastic.
I wish I could use that.
Listen, they had wrestling over here. They had wrestling going on. They had a guy on let's say, Christian and folks, that he's on a piano.
Oh, that's right.
A platform, a mobile platform that he is going around, riding around.
The piano rolls around, and he's playing.
You don't even know it, but exactly. He's playing and he's singing.
It's like karaoke. The piano is rolling around the asphalt.
It is it's a carnival atmosphere.
Yeah, like a state fair.
There's
fan engagement everywhere.
There's fan engagement everywhere.
All right, speaking of, our question of the day, Steve, the question of the day is going to be related to you, if you were going to be sponsored by anybody, that the product that you endorsed, that you would endorse the most, that you use the most of, what would it be? For me, you said Diet Coke. Roger would be?
Roger's going to be, he's going to have three cars.
Okay.
He's got to have Oakland,
yeah.
It's going to be one of them. One of them is going to be Apple because of the AirPods. Okay. Yeah. And the other one is
Topo Chico.
He's got four cars.
Yeah.
He's Topo Chico and he's Walmart.
Well,
we realized this weekend that Walmart, he's got to be a major shareholder.
Everybody goes to Walmart.
Every 30 minutes he goes, okay, it's time to go to Walmart.
I'm not sure that he's not a secret shopper.
Listen, here's the thing, folks. So here's the thing. Who is your hood sponsor? Who is your main sponsor? That's it to the question. So, Christian, this is what I was talking to you about, Christian, that I wanted to talk to you about for our question of the day. So who is your main sponsor? Now, if you don't know Chris, who would my wife say that I am? So, yeah. Chris, who would your wife say is you spend way too much time doing whatever
you use this what's your product?
I don't know if I have a product. Like
doesn't have to be
product.
It could be a thing
holding to a product.
Yeah, and now hold on, Roger, I think if you're talking about the umbrella part, right, like yours would be Walmart, and then underneath you have certain layers underneath that Walmart.
Well, now, see, those are the contingencies.
I think we're just trying to find one that represents.
Well, for instance, like Denny Hamlin is Sport Clips. He's got Sport Clips on the hood. He's got Sport Clips on the side. That's your main sponsor. So if you're a hood sponsor.
I think for this bit, it's whatever you think.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, whatever you think.
Probably
that you
Kirkwood.
Use more than...
I'm
a big Costco guy.
I'm a Costco guy. I like Costco.
Okay.
I like Costco lunch.
Recently,
I crossed the dad threshold of buying clothes from Costco.
Yeah, so. What? They got nice clothes.
Well, you know who's going to be disappointed about that? Our friends in Bentonville. They won't like to hear that.
They just stopped using solar energy. I've never been to Costco.
Have you been to Costco before?
I've been once, but we don't have one in Hot Springs. So we don't.
Christian, have you been to Costco?
Yeah, I went yesterday.
Okay. Wow, that's ironic. So, how would you judge Costco versus Walmart?
Well, I mean, it's just two different. You have to compare
it
to Sam's.
They're comparable.
They're very comparable.
Yeah.
They're almost the same.
So if they're Wow. Okay.
They just they have their own niches. You know.
Yeah.
Like Costco has a liquor store.
Oh, and Walmart does not.
No, or Sam's doesn't have
there
it.
There is bulk. I mean,
Costco does.
You go there and you buy stuff.
All right.
Bulk.
Yeah.
So let's hit it. I know we got to hit the break here. As we go to break, someone says my sponsor would be Cupid's. That's from JT.
Well done, JT.
Oh, here's another one. Roger would have, listen, no, Roger's got one car with 1,000. Ava Bella would be a good one.
100%.
Yes. 100%. Someone says their biggest problem with NASCAR is the media platform. It used to always be on Fox. Now you never know where to watch. That's a great point.
That is a great point.
It was Saturday night with CW, last night with TNT, and then the other night it's Fox.
And it's going to be a lot more. Amazon is going to be very strong in it, Nick, and to the future. But I will tell you, as that fan says, the benefit of these kind of live stream platforms is they're able to manipulate their time frame easier than a national network. And that happened a couple of weeks ago where they moved the race up 2 hours, got the whole race in. Like last night they had the rain delay. If they were on the CW, they could have moved the race up 2 hours, got the whole race in, and we'd have been out of there for a
while. See, I didn't know that they started late like they do. I didn't know. I thought NASCARs were running in the afternoon.
Yeah, last
usually
night
the
was
day
perfect
races,
because there's no other sport on last night, and TNT took advantage of that.
Yeah, for viewing, nighttime's the best, but Roger, you're right. Most of these are day races. Right. They're not always night.
Well, you said, heat plays a part.
Yeah, heat plays, especially down here.
Someone says two things. Y'all are cutting out bad on YouTube. Christian, you'll just have to take a look at that. The other one, were you guys at NASCAR to support a specific driver? Initially, we were not.
No.
And then we kind of find out that Saturday night, a young man named Jake Finch, 21 years old, is the son of one of my dad's best friends who was a NASCAR owner. So we were hearing it with Chris. He was sixth place with 22 laps to go Saturday night. And then he
made one mistake.
And he got surrounded.
He got a run. He was on the outside. They were too wide. He got a run. He made the decision to go inside. When he did, he had never felt that kind of air turbulence before. And had he stayed in line,
we were telling him, get out!
He would have been, I think, I legitimately thought he would be a top five guy. That's how well he ran. But he got inside, car got loose and to the wall, and then he finished 30th. But still, I think Junior Motorsports and Dale Jr. are very pleased with his performance.
Two other things. My sponsor would be Morning Mayhem. I like that.
Right,
I said Mountain Dew Zero.
There you go.
I guess at one time, there's no doubt that my hood sponsor would have been Big Red.
Yeah,
because of all the Big Reds and everything. Of course, now it's been replaced with Family Market. But we've got so many. You know, well, obviously, we'd be driving a Dodge, though, because of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
We've already done this bit because we've got RJ. Christian can find that.
Christian, you have to look it up.
Roger has so many sponsors. He did a bit to
absolutely.
It. RJ did, I think. All right, don't go away. It is 747 Live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks to Oaklawn for sponsoring our summer of adventure. Don't go away.
Moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
When your truck isn't moving, your business isn't making money. Don't stress. Call the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll provide dependable repairs with a massive inventory of heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Their experienced technicians work fast to get you back on the road and back to work. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 30 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear hurt in a car, call LeVar, here's what that really means. You talk to real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center. We deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. And if you can't come to us, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need us.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trust.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit EntertainersGuide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Great American Race. Now let's meet today's drivers. Driving the number 53 Xfinity Baptist Health Oakland Racing Fletcher Dodge, please welcome David Basil. Driving the number 10 Epic Health Sissy's Log Cabin Doctors Med Spa U.S. Truck Accessories Fletcher Dodge, RJ Hawk. And driving the number 12 Big Red Gravely New Creations Butcher Shop Abe's Old Feed House Leaf Guard Don's Weaponry Carter Chiropractic Heritage Ag Rise Sanders Ground Essentials ArkansasCondos.com Lions Pharmacy Fletcher Dodge Roger Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a correction added to the sponsor list for Roger Scott: Cellular Data Solutions and Dugan's Pub.
Well, a lot of them. Where are those people now?
Wow, that is.
Yeah, you know, some of them are there, some of them aren't.
Chris,
that was epic.
I noticed what made me think of that bit was I was watching the introductions of Daytona 500 one year. And I thought, we've got to do that with Roger, because at the time, I think Roger, you had 1,000 sponsors at the time. And that,
Dwayne Duncan's brother Brian were the ones that made us those shirts. I think I may have.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Chris Kane joins us now, brought to you by Trader Bills. We'll get his open at the top of the hour. Also, too, for those who missed it, Justin Moore came out over the weekend and talked about his health struggles and what was behind it. We'll play that clip in the next hour so you can hear it for yourself, and then hopefully we'll get Justin back on this week. I was going to ask Chris, did you have a favorite driver of NASCAR at all? Was anybody that guy was cool? Jeff Gordon, Rainbow Warrior, anybody like that?
Growing up, you know, I think the most popular driver was Jimmy Johnson because he was winning all the time. You know,
yes.
So he was
7-time champion.
Yeah, he was up there in terms of just popularity. But no, I didn't really follow him closely. My roommate in college was the biggest Dale Jr. fan ever. I mean, had all the I think we had a replica gas can in our dorm room.
You had your own
like
man
in the
cave.
Corner. Yeah. I mean, he was fully decked out in NASCAR. So, I mean, he loved Dale Jr. This is number one.
A couple of notes from our Milton Eaton Air text line. You forgot Gravely for Roger. I don't know. I thought
it was in there.
Okay.
It was in there.
Somebody mentioned Paul Bear Bryant. Outstanding. Today is National Paul Day, Chris. And so just asking about what Paul you would – comes to mind nationally and locally. Locally, I know what you're going to say. It would probably be Paul Hills, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In my family, my brother's name is Paul, too. So, I mean, even closer. So, yeah. But, yeah, no.
What
Paul,
about nationally?
Nationally, I don't know if this counts. I was, you know, my kids are at fun ages where you get to tell stories now. You know, my son's 8, and we were leaving camp the other day. We dropped my daughter off, and there was a huge chair. And he was like, who could fit in that chair? And I was like, Paul Bunyan. You know, and so, you know, that was one that was like,
wow.
And then he was like, who's that? And we, you know, told the story of Paul Bunyan. So, I think nationally that still plays, right, among tall tales? Yeah.
Paul Bunyan, yes, one of the great ones, yeah. Today is National Paul Day. That's why we mentioned that. So, if you've got a Paul, what about Harrison Ford? What's your top couple go-to Harrison Ford movies?
You had said earlier, you know, I think What Lies Beneath was really good because it showed a different
so
side
good.
Of him.
Oh, my gosh. The ending of that was one of the best endings. Shocker ending, almost like Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone. You didn't know what was going to happen at the end. Thank you very much.
The Indiana Jones series. I mean, the two easiest ones, the Indiana Jones series and Star Wars growing up, those two were, you know, our generation idolized
I forgot about Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, it's so long ago.
I didn't watch Star Wars.
He had two massive. To get Indiana Jones and Star Wars is just, I mean, you know, that's, you know, how many billions of dollars those two movies have made.
I
didn't watch Star Wars.
The Fugitive was
Fugitive's
really
one of the great. Yeah. Let me tell you, that's. Roger, what?
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care. And then what about.
Which is not what you want to hear.
Yeah, Tommy Lee. What's that?
It's in Apocalypse Now, too, isn't he?
You know, I saw that, but I don't remember him being in that. It must have been
I can't tell you anything other than Robert Duvall and Brando were in that.
The Devil's Own is a really good one with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt has the Scottish accent. What was the battle between the Christian help us out on that over
Troubles?
And this, what's that?
The Troubles? Are you talking about the IRA? He was the IRA.
The IRA. It was. That's what it is. Okay. And so that was really that sort of a one that not many people think of. And yeah, and so his body of work is bigger. But, you know, sometimes you're 42. He was Branch Rickey in 42. Roger, we thought he did it. Oh, Cowboys and Aliens. That's one's on
your
radar.
You know, that's a fun movie.
I think it is.
I think it's
James Bond
movie.
Guy in it.
Well, who are we to think that the aliens only started coming around in the 1940s? You know what? They've been around say that.
We're looking for what your spots would be. Your hood sponsor. Rebecca says mine would be Chick-fil-A, Neighborhood Market, and Chico's, since those seem to be the three places I see the most on my bank monthly bank statements.
Chico's versus Chico's.
I don't know what that is. Chico's. Maybe that's a restaurant?
I don't know.
Somebody said Blade Runner for Harrison Ford. Yeah, I've only watched that once. It didn't click
for
me.
He's been around forever.
He's been around. Yeah, he's 83, right? Yeah.
Was his first movie American Graffiti?
It was, I believe, right?
Well, I think he had an appearance. I think he made an appearance.
He's a carpenter, right?
A walkthrough in something. Yeah.
Wasn't he the carpenter?
That's what he said.
No.
That's what they say. I mean, he was working on a set, but I'm sure he was an aspiring actor, and they didn't just go, "Let's get him on." Like the dude in A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Got his foot in the door. That's right. Yeah. All right, don't go away. It's 7 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock Atlanta time. You almost got me.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock in the Pacific Northwest, where one of our great friends.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a layback.